This is a Bedrock Radio podcast. To download more episodes, visit our website, bedrockradio.org.uk. Bedrock
Radio. Community News Roundup for April 2021.
This is Bedrock Radio.
The Havering Daily News, I'm Francesca. A sailing club based in Upminster is facing eviction after being told it cannot use the lake at Stubbers anymore. Stubbers Young Mariners have been running for the past 39 years and are run by a group of volunteers that spend their time teaching youngsters in the community how to sail. Stubbers Outdoor Pursuits are redeveloping their ground and have told the club that they must now leave. The club are fighting the eviction and hoping that the community will rally round to support them. Local police embarked on a Havering day of action targeting the illegal use of e-scooters. E-scooters are seen frequently on our pavements and on our roads and are not legal unless they are taxed and insured. The day of action was run in conjunction with the Met Police Traffic Unit. This weekend, the Havering residents are out in full force litter picking. Our Pick a Street campaign has hundreds of local residents clearing up our streets and parks. Well done to all. For further information, please visit thehaveringdaily.co.uk.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. As part of its plans to improve air quality and residents' health in the borough, Barking and Dagenham Council is encouraging drivers to turn their engines off whilst their car is stationary. Idling vehicles emit pollutants which are linked to asthma, heart disease, chronic bronchitis and cancer. More than 150 young people from Redbridge have received awards from the Jack Petty Foundation for their community work. At a recent digital event, youngsters received achievement awards and £250 grants for them to spend towards their school or youth group. And finally, as part of efforts to become recognised as a child-friendly borough by UNICEF, Redbridge Council have asked children to vote on what issues are most important to them. More than 2,000 children replied, saying that their top priorities are their safety, health and climate change. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News and I'm Jill Rowley. Volunteers cleared rubbish from the banks of Alders Brook after waste from a sewer outlet poured into the stream. It was estimated that hundreds of thousands of litres of raw sewage had gushed into the watercourse which flows into the River Roding. Thames Water said the company responded quickly to the incident, which was down to fat, oil and grease blocking the sewer. New figures suggest that over the last 5 years, Redbridge and Havering have seen some of the most dramatic house price increases in London. Building Inspector's House Scan revealed that since 2015, there has been an increase for both new and existing builds that puts the area into the top five London boroughs. And finally, the popular Netflix series Top Boy has begun filming in a derelict Romford housing estate. Filming began in London a few weeks ago and includes Romford's Waterloo estate. A spokesperson for Havering Council said it was a great opportunity to make use of the empty estate prior to its redevelopment. That's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio.
Bedrock Community News and I'm Matthew Watson. Barking and Dagenham Council enforcement officers have closed down a Barking supermarket for failing to comply with COVID regulations despite multiple warnings and visits from the council. The Romanian themed supermarket in East Street has been forced to cease trading for 2 weeks, where the shop will be visited to ensure significant improvements have been made. BHR Hospitals Trust will be asking cancer patients to take part in the NHS England and NHS Improvements National Cancer Patients Survey. Taking part is voluntary and will be carried out by an independent organisation over the next few months. The feedback provided will help improve cancer services in the NHS and highlight what's working well and what could be improved. And finally, artist Serene Metcalf has donated one of her digital artworks to the North East London Foundation Trust. The artwork was originally displayed at the NHS Nightingale Hospital at the Excel Centre in London. Inspired by the River Thames and the Royal Docks, where the Nightingale is located, the artwork is now on display at the Nelft Trust headquarters. That's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio.
The Havering Daily News, I'm Francesca. The Easter holiday weekend saw hundreds of Havering residents come out in full force to join our Pick a Street litter campaign. Litter pickers were spotted all across the borough with a whopping 251 bags of rubbish collected and over 140 Havering locations litter picked. Well done to all. A Harold Hill resident was angered by a pushy salesman trying to sell her knives on her doorstep. The woman who lives in Petersfield was awoken by a salesman intimidating her and asking her if she had any children in the house who were interested in buying knives. Police have been informed. Community crocheters Debbie and Kerry from South Hornchurch have been crocheting beautiful craftwork and leaving it all across the borough to put a smile on people's faces. However, this week they were saddened to learn that a piece of their crochet had been stolen off a postbox in Elm Park. For further information, please visit thehaveringdaily.co.uk.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Children in local hospitals receive chocolate treats on Easter Sunday from British Transport Police officers. The officers stationed in Stratford, West Ham and Ilford donated Easter eggs which were delivered to Newham, Queen's and King George's hospitals for NHS staff to hand out to children on the day. Abbott's Travel Agents in South Woodford has been named as one of the best in the British Isles by an industry trade publication, the Travel Trade Gazette. The family-run business, which has been in George Lane for more than 60 years, was one of just three agencies in London to earn a place on the list. And finally, West Hatch High School in Chigwell has created an educational video on female safety following the death of Sarah Everard. A group of teachers at the school got together to discuss how best to educate pupils and created the film, which was shown to pupils during tutor time. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News and I'm Jill Rowley. A street food market will be held in Barking to celebrate the ease of lockdown restrictions. The open air market will take place on Saturday 17th of April between 11am and 3pm at 1 Barking Wharf Square. Social distancing measures will be in place. Shoppers will be able to park for free on Havering High Streets for 4 weeks from April the 12th. Havering Council will suspend parking fees in all council-run car parks and on-street parking bays to help the high streets reopen safely. And finally, a drive-in cinema will be open in the Brentwood Centre between the 28th and 31st of May. Residents will be able to sit back in the comfort of their cars and enjoy some classic films. Among the 10 films to be shown are Dirty Dancing, Footloose and Back to the Future. Go to facebook.com/sunsetdriveinuk for more information and to book tickets. That's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio.
Bedrock Community News and I'm Matthew Watson. Barking and Dagenham Council are warning residents to be vigilant with doorstep rogue traders. The scammers are targeting homeowners by calling in unannounced and telling people they need vital work done to their property and claim to offer a large discount to provide unnecessary work. Barking and Dagenham Trading Standards urges residents to use traders who are trading standards approved in the Buy With Confidence scheme. The North East London NHS Foundation Trust is seeking to engage with local people on plans to create a new health and wellbeing hub on the former St George's Hospital site in Hornchurch. The new centre will provide GP services along with community diagnostics and some hospital services such as dialysis. The feedback form for the development closes on Friday the 16th of April and it can be found online at nelft.nhs.uk. And finally, Havering's libraries will welcome back users from the 12th of April. Home rapid testing kits will be available for collection from all open libraries and selected locations remain as a rapid testing centre. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio.
The Havering Daily News, I'm Francesca. Two men were sentenced to prison in relation to the death of 7-year-old Harvey Tyrrell. Harvey died of electrocution back in September 2018, and yesterday pub owner David Bierman was sentenced to 9 years and brother-in-law Colin Naylor to 12 months imprisonment. 7-year-old Harvey was playing outdoors at the King Harold pub in Harold Wood when he sat on a light and touched a railing, causing an electric shock that proved fatal. The mother of a 5-year-old autistic boy has praised the help of a passerby who stopped to provide assistance to her son when he was having a meltdown. Instead of judging, the kind passerby laid on the ground and calmed her son down. Finally, a Raynham man has praised his community for the incredible spirit they have shown during the pandemic. Instead of always knocking the area, Dwayne wants to sing its praises and let the rest of London know that Raynham definitely rocks. For more information, please visit thehaveringdaily.co.uk.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Barking and Dagenham Council have increased the frequency of enforcement patrols in Barking Town Centre and Broad Street, Dagenham, after public space protection orders were renewed last month. The council have also agreed to increase the amount of signage for residents. Hainault teenager Khalila Khan has beaten hundreds of other dancers from across the UK to join touring company Can You Dance after she was selected from more than 700 teenage applicants. Khalila said, "This is an amazing opportunity and I am so grateful to be part of the company." And finally, Sally Renane, who set up a charity in memory of her son Charles, a visually impaired man who helped children with special needs, is offering awards to schools. The Charles Renane Foundation is keen for schools and colleges to nominate young people whose education could benefit from its help. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News and I'm Jill Rowley. Two Dagenham landlords are paying costs and fines totaling more than £60,000. They were found guilty of breaching housing management regulations, failing to comply with an abatement notice and failing to license a house in multiple occupation, and were ordered to pay the fines by Romford Magistrates Court. Multiple witnesses reported seeing a kidnap on Sunday, April the 11th, after seeing two men in Queen Mary Avenue, South Woodford, punch a man before dragging him into a grey Ford Transit van. The victim was recovered and taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, and police are continuing their search for the men involved. And finally, a borough-wide move to wheelie bins is currently underway in Redbridge in an effort to reduce household waste and improve recycling rates. Redbridge currently collects 22 million sacks of household waste a year, the fifth highest amount of rubbish in England. That's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio.
This is Bedrock Radio.
The Havering Daily News, I'm Francesca. The mother of murdered Ricky Hayden has slammed the Mayor of London for being a complete waste of taxpayers' money. Sue Hedges lost her son in 2016 when he was macheted outside of his home in Marksgate. The bereaved mother is angry that every week children are being murdered across our capital and nobody seems to care or be prepared to change this pandemic. Yesterday we saw the murder of a 14-year-old boy fatally stabbed along the Barking Road in Newham. A bus driver has spoken to the Havering Daily about the ongoing verbal assaults he and his colleagues face every day. Drivers are dealing with a barrage of verbal abuse from angry passengers who are now spitting at them as well. Celebrations took place across the capital to celebrate St George's Day. Romford Market proudly flew their flags and buntings to celebrate St George and his legend. For more information, please visit thehaveringdaily.co.uk.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Barking smoker Arturas Danilax has been fined over £700 after council enforcement officers caught him dropping his cigarette butt on the floor. Councillor Margaret Mullane said, "If this person had just used a bin, we wouldn't be talking about this now and he wouldn't have such a huge fine hanging over his head." Luxford Park Pavilion has been saved after Luxford and Clementswood Residents Association, a community group of gardeners who have tended the park throughout lockdown, raised concerns that an extension to the pavilion would destroy their green space. And finally, Waits Residential has been awarded the contract to build 386 homes in Gascoigne Road. The latest phase forms part of the council's housing programme in London and will be among the greenest and most livable spaces in the capital for ordinary working people. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News and I'm Jill Rowley. Romford has one of the UK's best retail recoveries since shops reopened on April 12th. Research from Ipsos Retail Recovery Index indicated the second biggest national increase in footfall last week, ranking Romford highest in London, followed by Chelsea and Kingston-upon-Thames. A man was airlifted to hospital after being rescued from a house fire in Gants Hill. Emergency services were called to a fire on Clarence Avenue just before 11 a.m. on April 22nd. Two fire engines from Ilford Fire Station attended the scene and the blaze was brought under control. And finally, residents are concerned that the cost of dropped curbs in Havering has increased by almost 40%. They fear the changes are part of a plan to implement restricted street parking within a kilometre of a station. Havering Council deny this allegation and say costs have been brought in line with neighbouring boroughs. And that's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio.
Bedrock Community News and I'm Matthew Watson. A 63-year-old man who attacked a police officer with a 4-foot-long sword has been jailed. Anthony Browning of Lodge Avenue, Dagenham, has been sentenced to 7 years imprisonment after pleading guilty to grievous bodily harm and a common assault. Officers detained Browning back in November, where an officer was injured by the sword following a call for aggressive behaviour. Developers behind a vast £4.5 billion Thames Freeport say it could rival Dubai. Triggering years of regeneration across South East Essex, Forth Ports, DP World UK and Ford Britain are investing to build the port capital of the UK. And finally, the North East London Foundation Trust are running 3 vaccination centres across the region. The Romford site has vaccinated just short of 25,000 people so far, and Nelft are grateful for the support of volunteers at their centres. To find out more about volunteering opportunities with Nelft, see nelft.nhs.uk. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
To download more episodes, visit our website, bedrockradio.org.uk.